I've been trying to write this book for years, and while I'm by no means at the end of this journey, with the toughest parts behind me and a brighter future to focus on and look forward to, it feels like the best time to commit my experiences to paper and tell the real truth about the last 6 years of my life. So, buckle up and bear with me. It won't be easy, but it will most definitely be honest. When I was diagnosed with a BRCA2 gene mutation in 2012, I decided I'd be having a mastectomy with reconstructive surgery and then a hysterectomy, which would put me into surgical menopause. All I knew about the M word was that it affected older women, like my mum, who suffered hot flushes, night sweats and headaches. I thought it meant something completely different to the reality of it. Two major surgeries later, and I've reduced my risk of breast and ovarian cancers down to a few percent. But the emotional, physical and mental toll has been nothing short of cataclysmic, both for me and my husband and our two young children. I'm not alone in having the faulty BRCA gene, and I'm not alone in being a woman, a mother whose life is turned upside down by something they didn't see coming and so couldn't prepare for. How we all cope with diagnosis or change in life is very individual. I'm not saying that my reactions you'll read about in the following pages are right. I'm not saying I'm proud of everything that's in this book. But it's the truth about how I coped and how my family coped, how we all came close to not coping, and how we eventually have learned to move forward in the face of it all. You may have seen the TV interviews that I've done or read some of the magazine stories about my experiences and the surgeries that I've had, but this book lays bare the reality of what my journey has entailed. It's not sugar-coated, it doesn't fit neatly into a segment, and there hasn't always been a happy ending. It's been gut-wrenching, painful, heartbreaking, and at times it's felt impossible. But I hope my honesty about what I've been through in the last 6 years will change more than a few opinions on menopause and how we view the millions of women across the UK going through it. I've lived a good life, one I'm incredibly thankful for. I'm a normal girl from Gateshead. I grew up on a council estate and I worked hard to get into and stay into the industry that I'm in. I'm 38, I've got a fantastic husband and great kids, and I've been blessed with wonderful friends and an amazing career. My health hasn't always played ball along with the other parts of my life, but it's taught me so much about resilience, fortitude, and strength. And I hope that's evident as you read through these pages. What I also hope is apparent is that all any of us can do when faced with adversity is our best. There's no magic answer, no magic key or solution that will let us sail through the tough things that life throws at us. All any of us can do is try and figure things out as we go along and learn. As much as from what doesn't work as from what does. No one knows what hand they're going to be dealt, and we can all choose to either let it break us or make us. I've had times where I'm on my knees, both literally and metaphorically. I'm not sure whether I can get up or carry on. But in those bleak moments, we can all find reason to keep fighting. For me, that's my family. But whatever you're going through in life, find a reason to keep putting one foot in front of the other. If you can't walk, crawl. But keep moving forward. It's the only way through, and at some point, a new day will begin. At times, as I went through my surgeries, I was in so much pain, hurting so much inside and out. The thought of moving forward felt impossible. But little by little, I got better, got more resilient, moved on, learned and let the experience made me a stronger woman, a stronger mother, a stronger friend, sister, and wife. Some of the things you'll read about in this book are things I've never told a single soul, and I've been honest about things that are impossibly hard to admit. At times I doubted my marriage would weather the storm, and I wouldn't have blamed my husband for walking out on me and never coming back. I'm incredibly fortunate that he was my rock. And while I'm committing the last 6 years to paper, I'm also moving on, looking forward and leaving the past that's taught me so much behind. I'm Michelle Heaton. And this is my journey.